Things are looking up at the Central Illinois Regional Airport. Passenger loads are stabilizing after a year of next to no travel. Airport Director Carl Olson says it's not a full-blown recovery, but the size of the year-over-year decreases has been getting smaller. WGLT's Dana Vollmer talks with Olson and Deputy Director Fran Strebing about how business has changed as a result of the pandemic.
Typically in the past, CIRA has been more of a 50-50, right? About half our traffic is leisure and about half our traffic is business. At this point in time, we would shift it so far the other direction to say it's probably 85% or so leisure and probably around 15% business. And that's because, of course, people are working remotely. It's involved, you know, there's not business travel. People aren't making a lot of calls on clients, or they're doing things online or on the telephone. And so that's caused a reduction in the business travel. Coupled with the nicer weather, the effectiveness of the vaccination strategy, people wanting to get out and reconnect with family and friends, go on a vacation, get out of a house. And so we're seeing an increase in leisure while there's still that depressed level of business travel.
Where are people going on these leisure trips, Fran?
Florida primarily from here. You know, we have a lot of Florida service. We're between Frontier going to Orlando International and Allegiant going to Orlando Sanford Airport and St. Pete Clearwater. So we have a lot of Florida traffic. And then Delta, of course, with their connections through Atlanta, they're also seeing a lot of folks connecting through Atlanta to go to other Florida destinations. So south and west seems to be where people are headed these days, where they can get outdoors, they can be outdoors, more adventurous travel going west, hiking and, you know, all the things that you think of in the great outdoors. So we're seeing them mostly domestic, of course, and I think also at this point we're starting to see people visiting family and friends.
If companies continue conducting a lot of their business virtually, how does that kind of reposition regional airports like CIRA, which traditionally do have so much business travel?
Well, I think you're a very good question. I think in our case here at CIRA, we're well positioned. We're in a good position because for the leisure travelers, we have two low-cost nonstop service providing airlines to go to the leisure places, but we also have two mainline large global network connecting carriers that not only get people out of central Illinois, Bloomington, Normal to business destinations, but it brings the world and it brings business people into our community. And I believe there's always going to be a need for business travel. I think COVID has driven changes in practices and policies and protocols, but there's always going to be some demand for business travel. You need to call on clients. You need to put project teams together. You know, you look locally, you look at a company like Rivian that is expanding their plan and producing vehicles and is bringing business people into the community each week. So there's going to be a demand for business travel. We think it's more a question of how fast will the business travel come back and to what level. Maybe in the future, is it still going to be around 50-50 mix for us, or is it going to be 60-40, 60% leisure, 40 business? We don't know yet. It's too early to tell.
In the meantime, are there things that the airport can do to kind of pivot and focus more on leisure travel?
We've always offered some things that people that are traveling for leisure reasons should be aware of and enjoy, right? The free parking has been a huge thing for us. We've always had it, and we use it as a marketing tool, and it does help attract people. We have, you know, a smaller atmosphere than big city airports, so it's easier, it's less hassle, it's less driving, and the fact, as Carl mentioned, that we have both two low-fare carriers that offer flights to destinations that folks really want to go to, especially families, I think it continues to appeal to people. Not everyone enjoys even one low-fare carrier in the region, so for us to have two, and Denver service will be coming back here in April, with some multiple destinations, it really gives us an advantage.
That's Central Illinois Regional Airport's Fran Strebing and Carl Olson talking to Dana Vollmer.